How many embryos to transfer is one of the most important decisions in the IVF journey and one of the most common questions people have. In most situations, transferring two or more embryos does not significantly increase the chances of success. On the other hand, transferring multiple embryos does significantly increase the chance of multiple pregnancy, twins, triplets, etc. And multiple pregnancies are associated with much greater risk for everyone involved. Furthermore, embryos with potential to result in babies are not lost when single embryo transfer is undertaken. Rather, they can be safely frozen for future use. In general, IVF results in the greatest number of healthy babies when embryos are transferred one at a time. Multiple pregnancy is one of the most serious complications associated with fertility treatment. Twins, triplets, and higher-order pregnancies carry elevated risks of preterm birth, low birth weight, and complications for both the pregnant person and the babies. The single embryo transfer recommendation exists because it protects against those risks. Furthermore, single embryo transfer also optimizes overall success. The American Society for Reproductive Medicine, ASRM, provides guidelines on how many embryos to transfer. Current guidance supports single embryo transfer for the vast majority of patients. When PGT suggests that an embryo is euploid, i.e. that the test didn't find a clear chromosomal abnormality, ASRM recommends transferring one, regardless of age. That's because a confirmed healthy embryo transferred on its own has similar success rates to transferring two. The picture is more nuanced when PGT hasn't been performed. Chromosomal abnormalities are more common in embryos from older eggs, even when those embryos look healthy under a microscope. The majority of transferred chromosomally abnormal embryos will not implant or will miscarry. This is the body's natural process of selecting for healthy development. When PGT status is unknown and maternal egg age is a factor, transferring more than one may be considered. But that's a conversation that will occur with your care team based on the full clinical picture. One more thing worth knowing. Even with single embryo transfers, twins can result if the embryo splits. In fewer than 3% of transfers, this results in identical twins. When two embryos are transferred, there's a small additional chance of splitting that could result in triplets or more. However, this is rare. The goal of this decision is always the same: the healthiest possible outcome for everyone involved. Your care team will walk through what the right approach looks like for your specific situation.